Is there a right or wrong way to put the lights up on your Christmas tree?
Oh, boy.
So last year, you may remember that it was trending that everybody was saying that instead of going around and around, you're supposed to go up and down with your lights. Like, you'd start at the bottom and then you take the light strand all the way up and all the way down. Mm-hmm. And there was all these videos talking about it. And I remember saying, I'm going to try it next year.
Right.
They were so convincing.
But, I mean, what was the reason behind, too? Was it just supposed to be easier for ease of operation?
Yes. It was supposed to be easier to, like, put up and take down. Mm-hmm. And also, it was supposed to add more lights and more twinkle to your tree.
Okay.
So, sure enough, I was like, let me do it. Over the weekend, I went, I got my tree, I set it up, I start doing it. Hayden, my older daughter, immediately, within 5 minutes of me doing it, she's like, Mommy, I don't like it. You're not going to like it. And I'm like, no. We got to give it a try.
We got to give it a try. We got to get everything in place first.
It was awful.
Really?
Yeah. And I put
what
the video.
What was so bad about it?
Because it looked bunched up at the top. At the bottom, there seemed like there wasn't enough lights. Mm-hmm. It was just a mess. And if you want to watch the video, we have it up on our Instagram and at Facebook at Anna and Raven. And then you can see for yourself. I had to take all the lights down.
That's a pain.
Yeah.
Once you get everything in place. Now, my wife does it about 3 times. I don't even mess with the lights at this point because right. She does it every year.
So I started doing some research online because I was curious. I'm like, well, like, how do other people do their trees? Because I always just start at the bottom and I just go around and around all the way to the top, and that's what I went back to. It's what I defaulted.
Yeah.
Turns out that Lowe's does a tutorial, and there's 3 different ways to do a tree. None of them are up or down.
Oh boy.
When it comes to lighting a tree, there are 3 basic camps: the circlers, the weavers, and the wrappers.
The circlers, the weavers, and the wrappers.
Oh, I've got to know the definition. I've got to know the difference. By the way, it sounds like the Lowe's instructional video is happening at the North Pole.
Yeah, it is. This is actually an elf reporting.
The circler starts at the top and works their way down and around the tree. You really shouldn't string together more than 3 strands of lights.
Why?
Well, they started at the top.
Yeah, I always start at the bottom. But how do you plug in the top, like the tree topper, like my star, the angel, whatever you put on top? How do you plug that in if you start at the top?
Well, you make sure that you've got the right end of the cord there so that they can plug in the topper.
Yeah, but I mean,
eliminate a problem of that.
I don't know. And why do you only use 3 strands? Oh, FYI, too.
Electricity.
Well,
you don't want to get zapped, man. A lot of these strands, if you go over 3 strands, they'll overheat.
I used 5 strands.
Oh boy!
And after I finished, one of the strands went out.
Yeah.
And I didn't. It was too late because the ornaments were already up in the garland, and
yeah.
Now I just have like a section of my tree that's dark, and there's nothing I can do about it.
You didn't put another strand over it or anything?
No, it was too late.
You just left it dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
A weaver starts by dividing the tree visually into 3 or 4 triangles, then weaves strands of lights within them.
Wait a minute, what?
What?
That sounds insane.
The triangle method?
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard that.
No!
Okay.
Wrapping is the most intricate technique, filling the whole tree with light. Starting at the bottom of the tree, at the back of the branch, wrap the strand around the branch, working towards the front.
What?
Once you've got about 3 or 4 inches left to the tip, use 1 or 2 loose wraps to go back towards the tree trunk. Then move on to another branch.
Who has time to individually wrap every single branch?
That sounds insane.
That sounds nuts.
Yeah, I mean, and then how do you put an ornament over that? Like, how does it support that kind of weight?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those rare times where I saw a video, heard a video, and I walked away dumber.
Yeah, me too.